It's the E-Commerce Minute, your daily dose of e-commerce, tech, and retail news with your hosts, John Suter, Bart Meraz, and Brittany Blackman. The E-Commerce Minute is a production of Sumo Heavy, a digital commerce consulting firm located in Brooklyn, New York, and Philadelphia. Find us on the web at sumoheavy.com.
It's E-Commerce Minute, episode 759.
In today's episode, Amazon debuts cashierless smart grocery cart.
The new cart is called the Amazon Dash Cart, and it will first show up at the new Los Angeles supermarket Amazon is opening later this year. The store will have cashiers, but Amazon said it wanted to give shoppers a way to bypass any checkout lines. The cart is equipped with a touchscreen and other hardware components like cameras and a scale to automatically detect what items you're placing inside, how much they weigh, and even how many of those items you've picked off the shelf. When you're done shopping, you take the cart through a special lane that digitally checks you out. The cart will process your order at the end of the trip only after you first signed into your Amazon account on your phone and scanned it at the beginning of the grocery trip. The cart also has a built-in coupon scanner and supports Amazon's Alexa shopping lists feature. When you finish shopping, dedicated Dash Cart lanes let you just exit the store without dealing with payments or waiting in a checkout line. It's the latest attempt by Amazon to shake up the supermarket industry and offer a solution to long checkout lines. The new grocery store, first confirmed last year, is not an Amazon Go store, meaning it does not have the cameras, sensors, and other equipment built into the ceiling for automatically detecting items you take off the shelf. Instead, this is your standard, everyday grocery store, only with the Amazon-made grocery carts for you to use. In the future, the carts could be used at Amazon's Whole Foods grocery chain or other chain stores if Amazon sells the technology. At present, there are no current plans for either right now. This is a nice little piece of tech. It's pretty cool. They're not the first ones to do this. We actually did a couple podcasts. I think it was Vive, and there's the other one. Who's the other guy that does this? But yeah, they are not the first.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely not the first, but it's also, I think this is smart for them.
The other company was called Caper. We did a podcast on them.
Yeah, I mean, so the first iteration of that is Stop and Shop. Remember, they had the little scanner things?
Mm-hmm.
And then you like scan all your stuff and then you can check out. That was great.
Kroger was doing that as well. You would come into the store and they had a kiosk. You would grab a scanner and basically this is the more primitive
version. Advanced version of it.
Basically, you're just going bleep, bleep, bleep. You're scanning, you're hand scanning all your stuff, kind of like what you do at a self-checkout.
Well, I think it's right. I think they're going to build, you know, obviously they're going to try to make as many of the Go stores as possible, but they're also going to start redoing just regular grocery stores too, right?
Yeah.
From what I know, John, you said that near our house, like in your house, they're supposed to put an Amazon shopping.
Yeah, thing. They're going to put one literally 2 minutes from my house. So that'll be interesting to keep an eye on that. It's in a former Kmart.
Right. And I wonder if, you know, they're actually, you know, they're going to do more and more. The Go stores are great, but they're also expensive to do.
They're expensive. They have a smaller footprint. I think it's definitely a niche product, I guess you would call it. Smaller footprint, very expensive to put together. This kind of combines some of the technology. They call it basically just walkout technology, but applied to a cart. And basically, you think of like a self-checkout, but with wheels on it. I mean, really, that's all it is. You pick the item off of the shelf. And as you put it over the cart, there's a sensor somewhere in the cart. Now, the only way this will work is if you put two bags inside the cart. So this is not for your grandma's weekly grocery trip. This is for someone who's picking up maximum two bags worth of groceries. And it's probably, I don't know the size of this thing, but it doesn't seem like a lot of groceries. So this is like for a casual shopping trip. The item hovers over the top of the cart. When it beeps, you can put it in there. And then it acts just like a regular self-checkout where it says, I've scanned this barcode and now the weight must match what comes into the cart. So if you scan something and they know that a can of beans is 4 ounces, but all of a sudden something is in there that's 16 ounces, it'll probably trigger an error. So it's basically like a mobile self-checkout. What is neat is they have some of the Alexa stuff built in and it knows what you've stored on your Alexa because you've scanned in with, you can't use this unless you have an Amazon account. You can't use this unless you scan your Amazon account upon walking into the store. So it's kind of like a closed loop where you're, you know, if you're really using the Amazon ecosystem in terms of the Alexa, the list, everything like that, it knows who you are. It knows what your preferences are. This is an amazing data capture thing here. I mean, just the data that we're going to get off of this is going to be pretty impressive. The downside of this, these things are going to be pretty expensive, I would imagine.
Yeah, I was thinking the same.
I don't see a wide rollout of this. again, this is not for grandma's, you know, weekly grocery trip where she, where the cart is spilling over and she's got 17 of everything. This is just for the casual shopper. But it really is a cool piece of tech. I'd really like to check this out.
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, Amazon's way of doing the things they always do, right? Testing that test, they want to play with.
And they weren't first on this, which is surprising. But the guy who started Vive, he was a former Amazon executive. So there you go.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Tea.
That's tea.
It's all connected.
they're all the mafia. Really? E-commerce mafia. Anybody else got anything to comment on this? So I'll do a little stat.
Nope.
All right, a little stat time. Amazon said it increased online grocery fulfillment capacity by 60% in recent weeks. And finally, people spend $800 billion with a B a year on groceries in the United States, which only 2% happens online. I think that number is going to go up. And I think $800 billion is low because I've seen people buying $800 billion worth of groceries at Sam's Club during the pandemic. So that number is going to go way up.
Yeah.
All right. Guys, got anything else?
Nope.
All right. Check out the Smart Grocery Cart. There's some videos online. Pretty cool piece of tech. That is your e-commerce minute for today. We'll see you on the internet tomorrow.
That's it for today's show. If you like the show, do us a favor and subscribe or leave us a review on iTunes. And don't forget, you can now listen to the e-commerce minute on your Amazon device. Just add e-commerce minute to your flash briefing. And finally, if you have a comment or suggestion or just want to say hi, find us on social media at Sumo Heavy.